This is KHNS News Director Emily Files. KHNS News is launching a new segment where we check in with Haynesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel the day prior to an assembly meeting. I spoke with Schnabel about what's on the agenda for tomorrow's meeting. Here's our conversation. All right, so tell me some of the big items on the assembly agenda this week.
I think probably what's come to the forefront right now that's of the most, it's not necessarily the most controversial, but it's the most complex and far-reaching probably is the ordinances that are an attempt to regulate the marijuana industry in Haynes. There's attempts to impose an excise tax on both cigarettes and marijuana. Those are two separate ordinances. And then there is the attempt to create a regulatory, not agency necessarily, but a body for regulation of marijuana. That essentially establishes the borough assembly as the regulatory agent and will allow the borough to participate with the state of Alaska in the licensing and permitting of applicants here in the Haynes borough.
Another ordinance that's gotten some pushback recently is the one that would reduce the compensation of the mayor from $15,000 to $6,000. So what's the status of that?
I have no idea what the status is, but I must say I'm surprised by it. The idea of limiting the compensation to the mayor has actually come around every 3 years for the last like 6 or 9 years that I'm aware of. We never seem to have captured it, but this year Ron Jackson did submit the ordinance in a timely manner because you can't reduce somebody's pay while they're in office. So I really think it's a holdover from consolidation when we used to have there was a lot more responsibility for the mayor of the borough prior to coming to a managerial form of government. Now, that's not to say that our current mayor doesn't do a lot of work, but in relationship to other municipalities and how they pay their mayor, Haynes is currently at almost double any town of our size and even a little bit greater.
And then something that was proposed or postponed from a prior meeting is the changes in finances allowed for service areas, financing allowed for service areas. That got some opposition from some assembly members.
Yeah, I think that that's kind of, it's a purist approach, and I, you know, have respect for it. There is a sensibility that when a body of people want to form a service area to provide themselves a service, such as policing, then the people, only the people within that service area would pay for it, and generally it is through property tax. Our community, I think this is also a holdover from consolidation. We had a police department that was funded by the city of Haynes, and it was funded through sales tax and a variety of resources. And currently, our townsite service area provides its police with department funded through a sales tax. It's not dedicated to police, but it's a general purpose sales tax that we then apply to the police department. 26% of the budget of the police department is paid for in property tax collected only from areas and residents within the area. I don't mean residents, I mean property owners. And then I think it's between 34 and 40% of it is actually paid through a rural jails contract with the state of Alaska. So we've got this kind of cobbled together town site service area that pays for police, and our charter does allow for that. So we thought it would be good during this controversy about funding a police service area that's larger than the town site, that it would be a good idea to allow all of the different revenue sources to be part of that. But I think that there is an assembly member and maybe other people in the community that don't want to fund with a variety of sources, but want to fund with just a sole source. So that's a debate that they will have.
And then the Helisky Map Committee issue is back up in front of the assembly. Can you explain what the ordinance in front of the assembly to kind of adjust the Heliski map amendment process, what that entails?
Well, first of all, there's three ordinances in front. I think there will be motions to take two of them off the table. And the one that's coming forward is a recommendation by both the Tourism Advisory Council and the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. Basically, as I have understood it, I didn't attend the meetings, but I've understood it as a committee to be formed. And that committee takes the recommendations that are made by user groups and evaluates those and then sends their recommendation on to state agencies, the Department of Natural Resources and Department of Fish and Game, I think, for review and comment. And then that will come back to the assembly, and the assembly will then decide whether or not they want to amend the map. I think the biggest issue for the people that were reviewing this, there were two issues. One of them was, you know, how involved do they want to get in resource management for the goats and the wildlife? And, you know, should they themselves make those determinations or allow that to be with DNR and then Fish and Game? And I think they're allowing that to remain with Fish and Game and DNR. And I think the other issue was composition of the board, and the new ordinance does not allow a person who has a stake in the game to be on the committee.
That was an issue the last time a Heliski map review committee was formed late last year. Someone who applied to be on the committee and was accepted to serve on the committee, that person was one of the applicants who put in amendment requests, map amendment requests. So there, I think there were a couple citizen appeals of that, and just the conflict of interest concerns, and also concerns about wildlife studies not being complete, kind of bogged down the committee mm-hmm. and postponed any changes to the map. So instead of forming a special Heliski map amendment committee, it uses Parks and Rec and the Tourism Advisory Boards as kind of the first vetting process.
Yes.
And the assembly has the final say.
Right.
Anything else on the assembly agenda that you wanted to talk about?
I think the only other issue that might be of interest is, and this is process, and it has to do with the procedures for public hearings. The ordinance pertains to how many public hearings will be allowed or allowed for on any particular ordinance that's introduced. And I think if we can get ourselves in the habit of having an ordinance introduced and scheduled for a public hearing in real time, not on a consent agenda, but would actually ask the assembly to discuss the ordinance prior to setting it for a public hearing, so that the public can get kind of a sense of what it's about. And it might not even end up being scheduled if the assembly thinks that it's, you know, not worthy, you know, or not worth debating. They don't have to put it up for a public hearing. But if they do put it up for a public hearing, they'll be introduced, set for a public hearing. The ordinance then addresses how many public hearings following. And sometimes, you know, we have ordinances that are non-controversial at all, and we keep them on the agenda for two public hearings, because right now we require two public hearings. This ordinance directs the assembly to require one public hearing, and at any time, if there is opposition to the ordinance, it will be scheduled for a second, and if it's ever amended, it gets set for another public hearing. That way, those issues that are controversial, you continue to have public hearings and we continue to have debate. But things that are not, they will be taken care of very quickly.
So I think there's been a little bit of concern about getting rid of that requirement to hold two public hearings.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, this would give the assembly more flexibility on if it's a more controversial ordinance, there could be more than two hearings. If it's, you know, a routine kind of change to code or something, then mm-hmm. it could be given less public hearings.
Right. Sometimes, and this is what concerns the clerk most of all, sometimes the assembly will make an amendment to an ordinance in its second public hearing, and then they go ahead and adopt. And sometimes people who have attended the first public hearing but not the second, or people who don't have a concern about it as it is, will then later find out that the amendment substantially changed the ordinance, but there was not a continued public hearing on that. So, but we'll see what the Assembly does with it. I mean, I'm certainly not opposed to public input.
Okay, that is Haynesborough Manager Deborah Schnabel talking about the upcoming Assembly meeting on Tuesday, September 12th at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you.